This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and upload your audio reports wherever you are. And that way they can instantly be heard by your fans and your followers on social media. Also, Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, so you can listen whether you're online or offline. Plenty of news this week, but first a quick reminder of Rain Summit West, which is April 17th in Las Vegas. Our conferences are widely regarded as the leading knowledge and networking events of the streaming audio industry. Too early to think about an event in April? Well, not if you're interested in this industry and its future. Besides, super early bird pricing is in effect now. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. It's not news yet, but the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board will issue new music licensing rates for webcasters to pay record labels and artists, and that will happen any day now. This process happens every 5 years. The new rates will take effect January 1st and run through 2020. Now, most likely, as in the past, the plan will be a year-by-year incremental increase of the rates. The real question is what that first year will be. Pandora, the biggest payer into the system by far, wants lower rates, of course, and Sound Exchange, which collects the rates for labels, wants the higher rates. That's simple market mechanics, and it's up to the Government Royalty Board to make the call. Pandora, Sound Exchange, and other companies in this space have been lobbying and litigating in a 2-year run-up process. Keep your eyes on Rain News for information and commentary whenever this important news is released. It's back. Serial, that is, the hit podcast from the producers of This American Life, the first season of which set iTunes download records and is widely credited with sparking the podcast resurgence. This time around, Pandora is involved as the exclusive streaming partner for Serial. Pandora listeners get a unique podcast presentation. Each episode of Serial is broken into snackable 5-minute pieces, just like song tracks. And if you leave off in the middle of an episode, Pandora bookmarks your spot for later. Rhapsody is the great uncle of on-demand music services, and it announced this week that its subscriber base increased by 45% over the past year. This growth brings the platform's global subscriber numbers to 3.5 million across 34 countries. The streaming service had launched several product updates over the course of 2015. For example, Rhapsody Kids, which created a child-friendly place for younger family members to play DJ. And the company also added Rhapsody Auto as a car-safe version of the app to take driving. Ethan Rudin is Rhapsody's chief financial officer, and he said that the company was keeping tabs on global music habits and still saw room to experiment in terms of value and pricing. Here's exactly what he said. Quote, "The idea of streaming music is still new to a lot of people, and we believe there is still a lot of innovation to be had at price points between free and $10 per month." Webcast listening in October grew 1% compared to September numbers, according to Triton Digital's Webcast Metrics Top 20 Ranker, released this week. The monthly report includes audience listening to Pandora, Spotify, Slacker Radio, and most of the major terrestrial radio group webcasts. Market leader Pandora remained essentially flat from September, while second-place Spotify saw a 3% lift. Year over year, webcast listening, as measured by this group of internet players and major radio groups, rose 16% from October of 2014. In a big potential strategy shift, Spotify is reportedly open to some artists temporarily restricting their music to the paid Spotify Premium plan and withholding that music from Spotify free. That report comes from unnamed sources talking to the Wall Street Journal. If this transition does become official, it would be a major shift in policy for Spotify. The company has long stood by its freemium listeners, arguing that the service gives those people who might otherwise consider piracy a legal option for free music access. CEO Daniel Ek has also been a staunch advocate of the free service driving paid subscriptions. Spotify has seen slow but steady growth over the years, exceeding 20 million paid subscribers at the last count. Record labels don't love that policy, however. Spotify's refusal to limit new releases to paying customers, even temporarily, was a key sticking point in the service's inability to secure new albums from Taylor Swift and, more recently, Adele. Have you noticed that audio doesn't go viral as much as video, especially cat videos, and website articles? Audio producers certainly notice that, and part of the reason is that Facebook, the world's most viral social platform, does not have a native audio player. That's a huge void. This week, U.S. public radio station WNYC jabbed Facebook in the ribs on that point by posting an episode of its Here's the Thing podcast. That's an interview show hosted by Alec Baldwin, and they posted it onto Facebook. How? Well, they wrapped it in a video, that's how. And you find a lot of videos like that on YouTube where a single static image is on the video screen during a song or album which has been unofficially uploaded by a user. WNYC took that tactic to post Baldwin's interview with TV talk show star Jimmy Fallon. When we last checked, it had about 60,000 playbacks. Not bad, and not exactly a viral success either. But regardless of that, hey, Facebook, put a native audio player onto the platform, would you? That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audio Boom. The Audio Boom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.